So, if you haven't figured it out by now, I use prompts for my life to make these audios. What can I say? I know what I know. But, like always, bear with me. We'll get to the good part at some point, I promise. Yeah, so years ago, I dated a coworker. Not within the same department, but kind of just coexisted with each other. Actually, I worked with his ex, and he worked with his best friend, who persistently chased me. I'm pretty sure he spent more time at my desk than he did at his, actually. He would constantly try to nag me, and I don't play those games. But banter? I melt for banter. I like it when someone throws it back at me. And my ex? He was good with banter. He was also good at intercepting his friend to give me a break. So I asked him out. However, I asked him out on the promise that no one at work finds out. I didn't want to wreck his relationship with his best friend. I'm not that kind of gal. But I can admit that it was kind of fun watching his ex flirt with him, or him having to watch his friend still try to ask me out when we both knew who we'd be going home with later on. Anyways, as promised, let's get to the good parts. I doubt I would date a coworker again, but I'll admit it was fun. Walking down a hallway, having someone grab your wrist and pull you into a room for a few needy kisses. Passing by from behind, grabbing a handful of their ass before slinking back to your desk. I enjoyed the secrecy of it. I enjoyed having something that no one else knew but us. Honestly, I think I enjoy a lot of secrets that are just between us. I dress modestly at work. I'm a sucker for like 1950s housewife vibes of dresses that emphasize your waist and then flare out and go to your knees. You probably wouldn't look at me and think I'm the kind of girl whose hobby is whispering how badly I want you inside me, which is good. I like to keep my hobbies to myself. But I'm an even bigger fan of lingerie under modest dresses. Actually, I'm a big fan of lingerie in general, to be honest, but more so when only you and I know what I'm wearing underneath. I think it's fun to have meetings and hold conversations with coworkers in an everyday setting, but you have the knowledge of what's underneath my dress is anything but every day. I think it's fun to make eye contact, and we both know what's underneath the sheer. It's lacy. Is embroidered with little florals that follow the curves of my chest. Okay, so maybe I'm a sucker for a few things. Maybe I'm a sucker for pushing you down to an office chair, straddling you and undoing your tie, undoing your dress shirt buttons as I bite your bottom lip. I can think of some stuff we could do with a tie. I think it would look good around my neck, tightened a little bit. Something for you to hold on to as I drape myself on you. I want to slide off of you, unbuckle your belt, fumble with your jean buttons and briefs, and take you in my mouth. I like cliches. I want to look up from under a desk and watch you tilt your head back, eyes closed. I want your hands at the back of my head, wrapped up in my curls, while you grab a fistful and pull me back, begging me to stop because there's something we both want more. I want to be bent over a desk, one hand holding my head down against the cold wood, the other hand lifting my dress and trapping my wrists behind my back in the fabric. I trust you enough to be helpless. I'll admit that I'm a hypocrite because I love doing the teasing, but I hate being teased. I like making you feel desperate and needy, but I hate having it done back to me. As I said, I like banter and having it thrown back at me, but I don't want this thrown back at me. I want nothing more than to take all of you. No slow teasing bullshit on your end. I like taking my time as I sink onto you. Not taking you fully for a while, but I don't want that done back to me. I want soft moans and maybe the loud ones too. Your hips against my ass, your fingers gripping my curls as you keep me still because you can't trust my shaky legs. Oh, fuck. Can't say there's much better than the feeling of you behind me, and we both know you would hit the right spots to hit. And honestly, we both want the feeling of you running down my thighs. It's maybe a little bit cliche, like I said, to want to be bent over at desk at work, but I don't know, I want that cliche of throwing everything off the desk and being pinned against it so you can have your way with me. I know, it's so boring, but fuck, I want it, and I know that you would feel good. Oh, fuck. This is where I start to lose my train of thought, because now I'm just picturing you behind me. And I know I said that you can't go slow, but that doesn't mean you can't take your time. Fuck. Why is it that everything just... it's a little bit better from behind. I just like that feeling of being on a desk and then having the weight of you pin me down. I get shaky legs too easily, so I probably would need some help standing up, so what better way than to use you to keep me still? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, it feels good. Fuck, you feel good. Sensitive. Okay, so maybe I'm a sucker for a lot of things.